afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, January 9th, broadcasting live from our studio here, our dumpy little studio in Koreatown, Los Angeles. 213-252-0998. Today we've got some race results from Cyclocross Nationals, as well as some local California results, upcoming events, and in the studio today we've got a special guest, multi-time national champion, Rahsaan Bahati. So, should be a good show. Be sure and give us a call if you want to chat with Mr. Rahsaan. And let's go to some race results for right now. National Championship Cyclocross going on this winter time. Congratulations to Jeremy Powers, riding for Team Arafa Focus, and Katie Compton, Rabobike Giant. They took home the elite national titles, wrapping up the 2012 USA Cycling Cyclocross National Championships in Badger Prairie Park near Madison, Wisconsin. Over 5,000 spectators. Men's elite competition. That was Paige Powers, Trebon Johnson, and Dylan McNichols taking off. Those were the top five riders driving the front of the race, quickly establishing themselves out front. Leading riders playing a long game of cat and mouse, with multiple attacks being thrown down and chased down. Then after an early race mishap, youngster Zach McDonald fought to bridge the group of veteran leaders, eventually caught them, giving Powers a teammate in the front group. So in two laps remaining in the eight-lap race, Powers got saw a slight opening and took the attack, leaving Trebon behind as he pursued the first national title ever of his career. Powers shredding the last two laps in 8:03 and 8:04 with some really fast lap times to cruise to the top spot on the podium. Trebon finishing 17 seconds. That's right, 17 seconds behind Jeremy Powers. Very close race. And Jonathan Page picking up a bronze medal, just 12 seconds ahead of McDonald, while Johnson rounding out the podium in fifth. So, congratulations to Jeremy Powers. And again, Katie Compton, no stranger to cyclocross wins and titles, riding away with her eighth consecutive women's national championship, finishing the five-lap race in 46:42. There was a good battle for second place, hotly contested between Wisconsin native and pupil of Compton's, Caitlin Antoneau, riding for Cyclocross World Cannondale, and her teammate Nicole Duke out of Boulder, Colorado. Compton said, "It was awesome. It hasn't really sunk in yet, but I'm pretty excited to have eight national championships in a row now." That's eight. That's right, eight for Katie Compton. Okay. And then in the under 23, the U23 men's collegiate champs main event, Zach McDonald throwing down a fast lap of 8:37, and McDonald turned five of those six laps in that race in under 9 minutes, winning by over 2 minutes and 21 seconds over second place, Zach McDonald. In the U23 men, junior 17-18 men, Logan Owen, riding for Team Redline, picking up his seventh straight national title in the junior men's 17-18 race. He jumped out to an early lead and never looked back, basically. Find out all of the complete details on all race results for USA Cycling's National Cyclocross Championships at usacycling.org. All right, some local results. Northern California's New Year's Day San Bruno Mountain Hill Climb, held up in Brisbane, California, picking up the junior men's 15-18 win out of Pleasanton, California, running for Team Specialized Racing Juniors, Marcus Smith, with a time of 16:41. Picking up the win in the men's Masters 45-49, running for San Jose Bike Club. 16:26 was his time. Clay Foy, that's category 1-2-3 men's Masters 45. Men's Pro Cal 1-2s, Yahoo Cycling Team's Nathaniel English turning a 14:20. Very fast climb time. And in the Elite Women's race, out of Oakland, California, with a time of 19:47, Lisa Penzel taking the win there. Men's Category 3, running for Slipstream Craddock Junior Development Team, with a time of 15:19, Adrian Costa. And in the beginner men's category 5, newcomers, Dolce Vita Cycling's Christopher Zappala with a time of 15:26. Complete results on the San Bruno Hill Climb can be found at usacycling.org.
Okay, local results. That was the San Bruno Hill Climb in Northern California. First event of the year, amateur event, January 1st on New Year's Day. So let's go to some upcoming events now.
And coming up, we've got the Early Bird Road Race. That's on January 21st in Patterson, California. Saturday, January 21st. Registration opening at 7 a.m. at the Best Western Vista Del Lago Inn right outside of Patterson. Racing for all categories, including men's elite pro, women's elite pro, and juniors, 17 to 18-year-olds as well. Check out velopromo.com for all details on the Early Bird Road Race in Northern California. Coming up in Southern California, we've got the racing season starting as early as January. That's right, all of California races in January. So, the Poor College Kids Road Race, Poor College Kids Road Race, coming up January 28th. And that's in Buellton, California, just north of Santa Barbara, one of Southern California's favorite early season road race. Poor College Kids, featuring categories for masters, men and women, beginner level men, and elite pros. You name it, they've got it. Poor College Kids Road Race benefits UCSB Cycling and is sponsored by Aruba Networks, Rabobank, Specialized Cliff Bar, Hypercat Racing, Rancho Tres Gatitos, Bicycle Bobs, Cliff Bar, and Cytomax. Visit the scnca.org website for details on the Poor College Kids Road Race coming up on January 28th. And on January 29th, the next day, don't leave the Santa Barbara area. You've got the Mothballs Criterium. That's right, early season Criterium racing starting at the end of January. Sorry. And that's brought to you by Hazard Cyclery, MTE Moves, Echelon Santa Barbara, and ArtsCyclery.com. The Mothballs Criterium, Sunday, January 29th. Contact Mondini, that's M-O-N-D-I-N-E, at Cox.net. For details on the Mothballs Criterium, registration is now open at SoCalReg.com and full details at SCNCA.org. For details on all upcoming events in Northern Cal and Southern Cal, visit ncnca.org or scnca.org.
Okay, we've also got one more event I got to tell you about. Just came in. Just in now, February 12th, we've just got this event permitted. The Pola Time Trial, Port of Los Angeles, 10.4-mile time trial, counting for SoCal Cup points, February 12th and March 25th. Southern California Cup categories. Visit imathlete.com for registration or backontrackproductions.com for all details on that.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am. And let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their force and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen.
All right. Bike Sport Radio returns here, and we appreciate you listening. And now to our special feature of the day. And we are very thankful and grateful here at Bike Sport Radio to have Mr. Rahsaan Bahati in the studio himself live. And how you doing, Rahsaan? I saw you coming in. You beat me in on your bike, as you always do. I'm riding my mountain bike. And, welcome. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hold on. Let me get your mic up.
You
okay. There we go.
All right. Good.
All right. Yeah. So who is, for those of you listeners out there, who is Rahsaan Bahati? Tell us who you are.
Who am I? I've never had to answer that question before. How do you start? I'm a proud father of three. I love to race my bike. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now. And love to give back.
All right.
I guess I get that from my parents. So I'm a very, I think, simple guy. Loves to do things that's, I guess, unorthodox and help the people who I grew up with and the younger people. So that's what I'm all about. Yes. Brad's super busy. He got a phone call now. We got a caller already. Look at that.
All right, let me help you out a little bit here. You're so humble. 8-time national champion on the road and track and multiple disciplines and stuff. Tell us about your most recent national championships.
I haven't won a title since 2008. That was pretty much the biggest title that I won, the U.S. Pro Crit title in Downers Grove, Illinois. Even though I won that, it was a really big memory. The next year, I came out of the last corner first but crashed. I actually, because it was a crash, of course, you remember that a lot. But that was a race that I was really proud of because at the end of the day, we had really poor weather, and I fought my way by myself against full teams like I think they were United Healthcare. I'm not sure what they were, Health something. Also, Bissell and other big teams, so to fight through that whole 100K race and pretty much end the race with losing all my teammates to crashes and flats and whatnot, and to fight and come out of that corner first, and unfortunately I slid out, that was something I was very proud of because I never gave up.
Right. Very good, yeah. That's what the sport's all about. Cycling is a never give up. Well, we got a caller named Lee on the phone right now for Rahsaan. Hold on a minute. Let me get Lee mic'd up here, and you want to say hi to Lee.
Lee, how's it going? You there?
Good, man.
There you are. Lee, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I got a question for you, homie.
All right, fire away.
Yeah, throughout your career, from the first time you set foot in the Clipless pedals, what was your most inspirational moment? I mean, including your daughters, your wife, cycling for the first time, your first big race, your championships, all of that. What's your most inspirational moment you can remember?
Wow. One thing that stands out the most, honestly, is the first time I went on a Sunday ride with the Major Motion Cycling Club out of Leimert Park. And
right.
For those of you who remember Major Motion back in the day when it was really, really strong, not that they're not a strong club now, but when it was really, really banging back in the day, at least from my perception, my point of view when I was young, I think
right.
I was about 12 or 13. So if you did a ride on Saturdays, that was more like, you know, recreational. But Sundays was like the big boys, and you brought your own lunch. There was nobody really out there to help you out. And I remember getting invited to my first Sunday ride, so I came out with my dad, and I left the park. I was good, you know, going down Crenshaw Boulevard till we got to the coast, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then when the riders turned up to Topanga Canyon, I just remember thinking, why aren't these guys racing the Tour de France, you know? I was so naive, I didn't really know much about the sport. I just thought they were the best riders in the world.
Right.
And not to take anything away physically, but that's just what I thought at the time. And so that was a really memorable moment for me, because we got to the top of Topanga and came down to Ventura, and my dad and I stopped at Carroll's and called my mom to pick us up. So we didn't complete the whole ride from Leimert Park up to Topanga and back. So that was like a real shock for me, and I really started to look up to the club Major Motion that really, to this day, still does a lot for me.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember that ride.
Oh, you were on the ride. Sweet.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, much success to you, and thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Lee. And good seeing you on the New Year's.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Same here.
All right, bro.
All right, later.
All right, thanks, Lee. I'm going to call chatting about the song. So, the studio, we can't see what you're wearing out here, but you got the skyline, it looks like, of L.A. on your chest there, and it says the Bahati Foundation across there. Tell us about that.
The Bahati Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started about 2 years ago, and the whole goal and the mission behind the Bahati Foundation is to inspire the youth in the inner cities throughout the United States through education, music, and sports. Education being first, because that's something that I know changes lives. Music is something that I'm passionate about that also changes lives and helps discipline and just your reading skills, and it takes you a lot of places. Musicians are awesome. And then sports, of course, being cycling, which is another thing that changed my life for the better coming out of the city of Compton. So the foundation is in place to, like I said, to encourage these kids, to inspire them, also uplift them, and just change their circumstances. Because in the inner city, oftentimes we think we don't have any outlet unless it's, dribbling a basketball, throwing a basketball, or somehow entertaining your way out, and that's not the case.
I was talking about the music. I saw a video of you playing the drums, I think in one of the schools in Compton, hitting the drums with a drum. God damn, you're good. you're as good as a drummer as a cyclist, huh? What was that all about?
I picked up the drums as a freshman in high school. I started playing saxophone at 5 years old. My dad was a woodwind instrument player, musician. And from five up till I was 13, I played saxophone. I mean, I did plenty of things with the saxophone. But then it was something about the drums, and so they had an open audition. I went, never played drums in my life. I got on the second line, and then like a year later, I was first line, and I became drum major. And I've been playing drums since then.
Cool, cool. That's a great video. It's on where's that? Where did I find that? It was on the foundation.
You can find it on the foundation's website, BahatiFoundation.org, or you can just YouTube it, Google it. It's called Bahati Outta Compton, OTTA. Compton, so you can find it there as well.
Right, it's like ripe for a movie. It's like like a movie trailer. So I don't know. Maybe there'll be a movie someday. So how long has the foundation been again going on?
About 2 years now. Even though I've been doing the work that we promote with the Bahati Foundation for numerous years, we've been a bona fide 501c3 for about 2 years now.
Right, and the people out there who ride bikes that want to wear this really cool kit, you can actually buy a kit, right, on your site, huh?
You can. We partner with Pactimo, which is a cycling apparel company, and they are the official and only official apparel company for Bahati Foundation. And what's really cool, what they're doing is making custom kits for us. You can purchase it for a really reasonable price, and they donate $20 of the proceeds to the Bahati Foundation. And we haven't reached the numbers I was hoping for. It's been about 3 months. We've raked in a little under $400, so not bad, but we're really pushing to, sell more items so we can receive more donations from Pactimo, and that will in turn help us buy bikes, buy helmets, allow me to go and do more speaking engagements, and set up more programs for kids.
How far and wide do your speaking engagements go? Are they limited to just the West Coast, just the inner city, or do you go around the nation? Or?
Around the nation, yeah. I've been, this past year, I visited about 32 schools.
Wow.
And about, I don't know, maybe like 20 states. We saw about at least 12,000 kids this past year. So I was really busy racing and promoting the foundation and doing what we aspire to do.
Cool, cool. So you can combine the two, actually. You spread the word of the foundation while your team is traveling then.
Yeah, that was the whole reason behind starting the Bahati Foundation Pro Cycling Team going on 2 years now. It was that we're always on the road, and oftentimes our races are in hard-hit areas. They're not in these really upscale neighborhoods. They're typically in really poor-driven areas, and so it's just it made sense for us to have a team, have riders on the team that want to help promote the foundation, because we're going to be in those neighborhoods anyway. You know, some of you know the story. Unfortunately, we didn't make it through the whole season, and that's something I want to start and do over again, because I think it's just an easy way to really promote the foundation. Looks like we got some more callers.
Sweet. All right, we got another caller here. Hang on a second. Let's see. Hello. Okay, we lost him. Next time. And next up is 2012. We are a couple of weeks into 2012. Who's on your team this year?
Jesus.
Actually, okay. Can't lose. You can't lose.
I'm not racing for a team this year. You see me all dressed right now. I'm actually in my kit. I took my helmet off, but I'm just going to go ride for 5 hours today. The weather's perfect. I can see the San Gabriel Mountains and Mount Wilson from Brad's studio here. But I train right now because I want to.
A minute or hang on.
So
is that cool?
No team, no contract, but I'll be out there riding my bike anyway for my own sanity, I guess.
Very cool. All right. You can't lose. We got another call named Raja. Hang on a second. Let's get Raja on the phone here.
Raja, Rasan speaking.
Buddy, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Man, not too bad. You're not too bad. I'm glad I was able to catch your post on Facebook so I could call in for you, man.
Oh, right on, man. Thanks for supporting it.
Right. So I've got it on in the other room, so hopefully there's no feedback. Are we live yet?
You're good. Yeah, you're live.
Okay, good, man. Good, man. Good. Well, listen, I have no real questions for you other than to just thank you, dude, for the work that you're doing. And I want you to understand, we're going to start funneling people your way, because as we're out riding, we're running into a lot of young kids, man, that are really enthralled with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And at times, it's hard for us to, you know, collate their information and steer them in the right direction, you know.
Sure.
But since you're doing your thing and you're still on point with it, then we definitely want to set up some type of cohesive methodology to facilitate that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere where we can just, you know, enter their name and get it right to you. And that way, you know, they can come up underneath your wing. Have you thought about putting anything together like that?
I have. I have tons of ideas that I've started to... Here's what happens with me. When I'm out riding, I have all the greatest ideas, at least in my mind. And I record those ideas so I won't forget them when I get home. And some I get to work on them, and others I just kind of I don't get on top of it just yet, because I think other things need to happen first. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But what you're talking about, I think, is great. And honestly, the more the merrier. This whole fixed gear thing around the neighborhoods right now is huge. I mean, it's massive. For the first time, I was out getting some groceries a couple Fridays ago, and I see all these guys, you know, congregating on Wilshire and Western. So I went up to one of the guys, and I said, hey, what are you guys doing? He said, oh, it's Critical Mass. Okay, I've heard of them. I didn't know they meet right there. And so I ran home, got my fixed gear bike, and I actually went out and just joined them for an hour. And
nice.
It's so much potential out there, not to just race bikes, but also just to to teach the younger generation, you know, about going green, and also they can get out there and ride safely and be a positive influence in the community to their peers, because right now they're kind of looked at as a bunch of
reckless renegades,
yeah, and that shouldn't be the case. So that's something that I really want to touch and get my hands around, and I'm not saying I can get all 500-600 people to do the right thing, but I'll be, you know, happily satisfied if I can grab 5 or 10 of them and make a difference in their lives, and I'm sure they can, it'll trickle down to more.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, I know things like this require, you know, a lot of effort. In other words, help. So, you know, it's very easy for us, the numbers that we have, to help you in some of these regards. So I want to start talking, you know, behind the scenes when we get off the radio during the, you know, the coming weeks, and just figure out a way to make this happen. It doesn't have to be, you know, the best plan right away, but at least start walking down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I say, we're finding, just yesterday we were out riding Nichols Canyon and on the Sunday ride, and ran into a kid on a fixed gear bike, and definitely this guy, man, we're looking at the post today, he didn't even want to go home. This guy lived in Glendale. Well, lived in Hollywood, lived in Glendale, went to see his grandmother's house, or went, was going to see his grandmother in Hollywood, saw us coming up, he's eating at an IHOP, pays his bill, runs out, meets us, and winds up riding all the way back to the other side of town, up Sepulveda, over into West L.A., and we're still trying to tell this kid, dude, it's 3 o'clock, you got to get back to Glendale, man. You guys, the guy did not want to leave. So this is the kind of enthusiasm that we're seeing.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's so visible in this fixed gear movement.
Yeah.
So with it, just, you know, when you look at it from an overview perspective, the United States, with regards to cycling, you've got, you know, an entire nation's population, man, that can be your pool to pull from. So we definitely want to start looking at other groups of people, to getting them involved in this, introduced to it, because it's the one athletic endeavor that I see you can do into late adulthood that will maintain your fitness. So it starts young, definitely does. And with you, you know, on point, it should be a pretty much no-brainer and easy thing to do. So I'm going to be calling you, man.
Well, you know how to reach me. Those of you who need to reach me, go to BahatiFoundation.org, and on the homepage there, you will see a little box where you can submit your information. You can, there's actually a note box as well where you can say as much as you want. You can cuss me out. You can say I'm a good guy. You can call me whatever. But you can also leave your email address, and so we'll get back to you. One thing that we are in desperate need of not only is money, but volunteers and loyal volunteers, people who have the Bahati Foundation and helping young people at heart and not just trying to get involved with something for a return. The return should be seeing the young people succeed. So that's what we're really looking for. 2012, look, I'm not a garbage can, so don't call me with garbage. Don't feed me garbage. I don't want to hear the rumors. I just want to hear positive things that can help yourself, your community, myself, and the kids.
Excellent. All right, partner. Well, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign out. Let you guys carry on that end, man. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Likewise.
We haven't had enough time in you know, months and years past to really download with each other. But
hey, man, I drink beer, nice beer, so you can always invite me for a cold one.
Okay, cool, man. Well, nope. You ain't said nothing, kind of.
Nope, no Coors Light, none of that stuff. We're talking Duval, Chimay, you know,
I'm a
really
hoppy
ones.
I'm a Varsteiner and Leffe Blonde guy.
There
so
you
you're
go.
In good company.
Now we can hang.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, carry on, man. I'll keep listening. You guys take care.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye now.
All right, Raja. Thanks for calling, Raja. So this is really big. This isn't your little fly-by-night, I'm going to go race my bike kind of guy, obviously. I mean, you are giving back. This is a fantastic, this is a huge thing you're doing, and we are very impressed. How can we support you through our media? Like, let's say, what can Bike Sport Radio do for you? Getting donations, maybe linking you or something like that. Do you have a donation button on your site?
Absolutely. If you go to the homepage, there's numerous tabs. You can learn more about the foundation before you donate. You can find out ways to donate. You can see some of the work we've done. We have a bunch of press releases, videos. Of course, we have a shop where you can purchase the foundation kit. Also, liquid vitamins through Athlete Octane, where they call it the Bahati 20. A simple bottle of Athlete Octane, they turn around and donate $20. And with that $20, we actually buy a helmet. And so for every $20 we get, we buy a helmet. So the more product we move through Athlete Octane, the more helmets we can put on kids, because it's actually a pity to see these young kids riding around in the middle of the street with no brakes and no helmet. It's like a double whammy. We all know what happens when you hit your head without a helmet. It's not good. So, yeah, visit the website. It's actually, I think our webmaster has done a really good job of making it very user-friendly. It just really explains a lot about what the Bahati Foundation is about and how you can get involved and actually what we have done. So it's not a scam, even though there's a lot of con artists out there. A lot of people see me on group rides. I am who I am. I'm not behind the Bahati name. I think I'm the same guy I was 10 years ago that I am now. Nothing has changed, except I'm poor, and I have to change that for 2012.
Right. We know where to find you. So, hey, those of you that are out there taking vitamins already, I know many of you do take vitamin supplements. That's a good point. Why not use the Athlete's Octane? I'm sorry. Is that what it's called?
Athlete's Octane.
Yeah. Why not use the Athlete's Octane liquid vitamin supplement instead of what you're buying now? You may be paying that much anyways. It's probably the same stuff or better.
It's absolutely better, if I may just chime in on that. No artificial flavors. There's no sugar. There's no caffeine. It has all the ingredients you need, all the vitamins you need in your daily supplements. I take it twice a day. And the company has been around for a long time, too. So some of the best guys in the world have taken it. I started taking when I was on Mercury, when we had Chris Horner, Chris Pick, Saturn, Tom Danielson was using it, Nathan. I mean, so many guys. So it's a proven product. It's even better. They have a new flavor as well. And yeah, you should give it a try.
Dang, I was hoping you would say it would make me go as fast as you, but
I didn't make you go fast. Well, I don't train as much now, so you may be able to beat me pretty soon.
No, 54 years old. Never happened. So, tell us about your favorite win ever in a bike race so far.
Favorite win ever had to be 2007 CSC Invitational in Virginia. Reason why, that field was stacked. The podium, the year before, actually, I was on the podium in the same race with Bobby Julik, who won solo, Ivan Dominguez, Ivan Stevich, Kirk O'B., and I think I was fifth, so I rounded out the podium. And then to come back the following year and actually win, when you have the same teams, basically, they're represented again. You had Navigators, United, Toyota United, CSC, just all these powerhouse teams that are preparing for Philadelphia, and the win at in a straight-up sprint was pretty rewarding. And I just remember, again, never giving up. I cramped from the last turn to the finish in the whole sprint, you know, but we still did our sprint at 39 miles an hour. And it was just exciting, man. That was just one of the biggest moments of my life.
Wow. Yeah, people screaming, everything. Spectators screaming all the way down the line. That's awesome. I've only had the pleasure of seeing you win a couple of times at San Pedro and Mayhem Beach Grand Prix, of course, with Ralph Elliott screaming, Rahsaan Bahati! Yeah, awesome, awesome, awesome. In the media, you are doing a little bit of media work yourself. I caught something called the Chocolate Rocket. Tell us about where'd you come up with that idea, and what is it?
I owe the Chocolate Rocket name to Michael Crete of Kelly Benefits. If anyone of you guys follow him on Twitter or anything like that, you know he's a funny guy. He's always having a good time.
Yeah.
He came up with Chocolate Rocket, I think back in 2006 when we were teammates on Cref. And so it just kind of stuck, and it went around. And so I think through Facebook, someone suggested, why don't you call it the Chocolate Rocket Mondays? And if I recollect right, it was a guy that I know personally from Jersey. I call him Jersey Joe. I think Jersey Joe came up with the name Chocolate Rocket Monday. So I just went ahead and started that about 2 years ago. I was pretty consistent with it, but then I ran out of things to talk about. So when I have something to talk about, I do them on Mondays, and it's just me rambling. If I have something interesting to say, hopefully I do. But I don't want to bore people with my shenanigans, so I do it when I have something to say.
All right. I haven't been bored yet, so I've been watching a few of them here and there. So, yeah, that'd be cool to do maybe your weekend wrap-up of what you did that weekend, if it was a training ride or a race or something, how you felt.
I got to get some GoPro cams because I do some pretty gnarly rides by myself.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So
GoPro, if you're listening, send me some cams.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of sponsors, you have a shout-out for your favorite sponsor over the years that maybe heard perhaps has helped you quite a bit. You want to mention maybe or maybe a current one?
It's definitely not just one. I've been very fortunate to have numerous in-industry and out-of-industry sponsors, if it's equipment or just money.
I see you're riding a Cannondale right now.
Nope, not anymore.
you were riding a Cannondale.
Yeah. Okay. Cannondale has always been good to me, and they definitely make great bikes. Right now, I'm on a Time, and that's from my previous team, which was Peace to Palace, presented by Skills. So that was a team bike Brad's looking at right now, which is a RXR Instinct with an integrated seat tube, custom Predator handlebars, with Super Record. And I have a wheel sponsor who's been really good to me, which is Wheel Builder.
Wheelbuilder.com.
Wheelbuilder.com. Yeah. They're out of La Habra, I think. No, El Monte. Sorry, El Monte. Just east of Los Angeles. So if you ever have wheels that won't keep true, breaking spokes, or want to hook up a power tap to your bike, that is the company you need to speak to. I've never really had an issue. These wheels have been on my bike for almost 2 years, and I've broken one spoke. So between Wheel Builder Time, Predator Cycles, Bont Shoes, Athlete Octane, LG Helmets, Pectimo, of course. On the other side of the apparel side, I have Endo Customs, which makes custom Bahati racing kits, which is a little different from the foundation. So two separate things going on there. So you could also check out BahatiRacing.com to see the Bahati racing kits. Cytomax, Cytosport has been a huge help. And just some personal friends from the Chicago and Nevada area that's really helped push my career along. I'm sorry if I missed someone, but there's tons of people who've supported me. And I say thank you to you all.
All right. Very well said. Very well said. And this year, when is your next race coming up?
I have nothing planned. Right now, I ride about 3 days a week. Because I don't have a contract, it's more fun to spend time at home with the kids, work on
Disneyland with the girls.
Yeah.
Last week?
Walking.
More tiring than racing. Yeah, because it's more hours.
All day thing. I need like a Segway or something to walk around Disneyland. It hurts. But they had a good time, and they were really looking forward to it. Dropped them off at school today, and they're just like, what are we doing this weekend? So they're already accustomed to me being home and not putting in a lot of hours. Oh.
Yeah, family's important.
I'll tell you this.
Definitely.
Some people I left out I would like to mention are three junior teams that I've been fortunate enough to be affiliated with and help. One is Major Motion that I started with, so big props to them. By donate to the Bahati Foundation, you're going to be helping Major Motion, okay? True Cycling, which is in their second year, they're a Vietnamese-American cycling team, and they're really devoted to getting Vietnamese kids into the sport of cycling. They're doing a great job. And then last but not least is the Show Air Cycling Team, which is out of Orange County, affiliated with the Rock and Road Bike Shop. So those three teams I've been working with over the last few years, and they've really done a great job getting kids involved in the sport and really nurturing them, because it's kind of like a lost art now. No one is really taking the time to help the younger generation of cyclists. It's all about the masters, which is okay, but without juniors, there's no masters. So eventually, if we don't have the help there, masters will come to an end, you know?
Yep. Always got to feed the sport. The sport with the juniors. And Show Air, by the way, Show Air also won the USAC National Club of the Year Award for juniors.
Yep. It's 18 and I'll be with them this weekend out in the Sullivan area for their annual training camp.
Great. Wow. That's great. Wow. Dang. So these are some really great things you've been doing. What about anything else you want to add that you can think of that we haven't covered yet?
No, not really. Covered a lot, I thank the two people for calling in. It would have been nice to have more, but I know people have jobs these days, so that's a good thing. But I would love to come back. You're actually right in my neighborhood, so it's not a hassle for me to get over here.
Hey, you know, I really appreciate you coming in, and we all do. And you know what? Anytime, if you're not traveling or anything, anytime. We do the show every 2 weeks, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you a heads up, you know, the week before we do a show each time in case you're around, you want to do it, you want to run the show sometime. Maybe I can't make it in, whatever.
Sure.
Anytime. And once again, for the people out there, you want to find out about Rahsaan Bahati and support him, the websites are
BahatiFoundation.org. Make sure you do the org part. And BahatiRacing.com. But if you go to BahatiFoundation.org, you can reach me any other way. You know, it'll link to each site that I have, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. So follow me, Bahati Racing. That's Twitter. Also, check out BahatiFND, which is the foundation's Twitter. And we'll go from there. Hopefully, we'll get some more followers and some more donations, some more clothing orders, and some more liquid vitamins in your system, which is some good stuff. So check us out.
All right. I think I just may go order a kit myself. Hey, thanks a ton for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you listening. And a special thanks to Rahsaan Bahati for coming in, and we'll be talking at you next time.